Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Good day, welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm Randy Johnston with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today's session is going to be a broad software session about tools that we can use in the public practice marketplace. And we're going to go in fairly rapid fire today, because where we normally would spend 15 minutes, 20 minutes with you on a tool explaining what it does and why you should use it and so forth, today we want to give you a broad overview of many tools. We just picked a number of them as examples. So I can almost tell, Brian, right away, we're going to get somebody that says, hey, you didn't name me. Well, we apologize if we didn't name you. We should have had you on our top of our mindset, and we didn't. Let's start off with a tool called Anduin. Tell me what you think our listeners should know about Anduin, and I'm not going to ask that detail of a question other than to say, what about Anduin?
I think it's a tool to help firms manage their billings and manage their collections, and it's a tool to help them be more effective and more thoughtful about how they work with their clients.
Yeah, and I think it has an evolution path where large firms are investing in their development path, and you're going to see new announcements for them as the year goes on. So another tool that's out there is April Tax. You know, this particular tool is the first new tax software we've seen in a while, but I think my basic conclusion right now is it's probably not going to be impactful for public practice. Any observations from your side?
Yeah, that new tax software is like eating an elephant. It's a multi-year process. And, there are a lot of good people in that organization, but even with the best people, with the best experiences, it's still a couple of years before the practitioner class app folks will trust it, to have that level of depth on the states and the feds and everything else. So I'd love to talk about it. I'm very excited about what they're doing, and I'm glad to have another competitor in the space. But, it's not one of those tools that I think we're going to be talking that much about for a year or so till we see the product.
So how about Audit Miner? You and I both looked at that tool. It's got a very simple path for it.
God, I love it. I love that it automates a lot of the flows associated with those compliance engagements you have surrounding ERISA. I love their team. I love that we have somebody besides the Big Four and or Thomson Reuters, Wolters Kluwer, doing some thinking different about audit. And, I think, if you do ERISA work, it's a wonderful tool for going in and getting those limited scope audits and getting the data, getting it organized, getting it preparing financials, all that. I love it.
So Audit Miner for employee pension benefit plans, what a deal, and several other things along that line. Now, bookkeeping has a franchise or outsourcing labor model. Now, there's a lot of employee resource problems that we've had a lot of great resignations and so forth. So a lot of firms are short of labor, and outsourcing is very interesting to a lot of people this year, but big caution. There's only a few reputable outsourcing companies. Wolters Kluwer with the XCM Expatax division and SurePrep. Bookkeeping, we think, belongs in this. There's a whole lot of outsourcing companies that we'd say avoid like the plague. They're that bad. And I don't very often criticize that bluntly. But bookkeeping is interesting because they have a franchise model, which you can use, and they have a pure outsource model that you can use. And if you are interested in tax or client accounting services, bookkeeping has a way for you to make additional money.
I like it from the perspective that it also gives you a way to get the client accounting done. It really opens up the world to you there.
Yeah, I like their turnkey tools and marketing. That's another piece. Now, Corpay One is a payment mechanism. Now, you have analyzed 20 of these things to get us to where we're at on this. And there's two or three that we like, but Corpay One has some unique feature offerings. What do you think about Corpay One?
I like it because it gives you drag and drop workflow in the middle of your process. So you can go through and use drag and drop workflow. You have tools within the application. It is free for just about everything except for international wires. And they have some things you can use as well to go along with branded MasterCards. They have a lot of employee spend tools. It's just one of those tools that extracts the data from the bills when they come in. They've got resources to help you out. You can customize it to make your workflow work. I just like it from the perspective it's reasonably priced. I mean, there's no recurring monthly.
Yeah. So, the free ACH in it is good. Two-way synchronization into QuickBooks Online and also integrations for Zero Sage Intact, as I recall, in the product. And, they also have now got a employee credit card that can be used. And frankly, they can do almost all that bill.com can do for bill payment. Not everything, but they're doing it for zero, which, can be very attractive for the right situations. Now, Corvi's tax planning product, man, what a beautiful product when it was first introduced. And this year, Corvi has gone from roughly 80 tax strategies to roughly 1,500 tax planning strategies. And a year ago, they were dominantly personal tax, and now they've got a lot of entity tax, including your interpretation at the state level. They've dressed up with better reporting, and there's more. In fact, the dynamic client organizer is a really interesting feature too. And there's only one other place that I know that we get a fillable organizer conveniently, but this dynamic where it reduces the questions based on your answers is pretty interesting. So, I took off on a tangent right away with Corvi there, Brian, but what other things should we call out on Corvi?
Boy, a lot of good thinking going on there. I think the thing that really stands out for me about them that sets them apart from the rest of the market is that they think more in terms of how to package the engagement and the things they're doing with breaking it down, kind of selling these savings that you have and looking at things on a multi-entity basis, which is something that they do that I think is a strength of theirs. I think it's just a true next generation thing. I mean, if you look at things, you've got the BNA income tax planner out there. You've got the Wolters Kluwer one. I think TR has one as well. But this is the first real big thinking I've seen in tax planning in 10 years.
And so Andrew Argue, who drives that company, has done a good job. And recently he mentioned to me that there's about 20,000 tax strategies that they've determined in the market. And he said to get from 80 to 80 to 1,500, 1,500 was a big step. But he said, we're going to get a whole lot more and we're going to keep making the product better. It's a nifty product. Now, Digilence is another product that's nifty for what it does. You and I are both fans of workflow processing and robotic process automation. And Digilence is one of the better robotic process automation tools for the profession. They do a couple of things that are important, including automating e-filing and doing a mechanical gathering of EBP audit documents and a few more things. Probably for our listeners who tend to be a little smaller firms, maybe not quite as applicable because this is a little bigger firm approach, but boy, it's a pretty tool.
I think like everything else, we've got to figure out what the use case is for your firm and then go from there. That's the thing that's hard is there are processes that they have built out that make sense a lot big time in the big firms, the mid-sized firms. And again, getting it to come down market is a challenge, just like everything with robotic process automation. I mean, it's interesting, but you've got to have enough transactions there to justify the time it takes to program it, set it up.
So, you know, and speaking of down market, Field Guide is probably another one that falls in this category. So, you know, this audit guidance and audit tool is interesting. So what are the key things that you think need to be known about Field Guide?
They've got a workflow automation collaboration platform. You know, again, it goes in and gives you some, it gives you some tools for going through and working on multiple engagements. You know, it's a, again, if you go through and look at it, I think it's designed to fit more bigger firms.
Yeah. And so, you know, on that one where their specialty is, you know, compliance like SOC and, you know, those types of audits.
Risk-related audits.
Risk-related audits. Much better said. So, you know, this one again for positioning, very interesting thing. Now, I got to tell you, listeners, as I throw these against Brian, sometimes I feel like I'm doing Whose Line Is It Anyway? Because it's not improv, because we're trying to give you facts and trying to remember the positioning of these various products. You can hear where we live, eat, and breathe this stuff. It's actually pretty tough. And it's part of the reason we're doing this podcast for you is there's so many of these that you would have a hard time finding them. And, you know, another one that it would be hard for you to find, but useful to you is NULA. Now that's spelled K-N-U-U-L-A, NULA, and it is for engagement letters. Now, you know, most of you have engagement letters for your tax returns and comps and reviews and so forth, and you might not think about it much, but they take some effort to get out the door. So NULA is very inexpensive, but, you know, Brian, what would you say about NULA?
I have been through so much pain over the last 20 years trying to get stupid form letter engagement letters out, whether it's stuffing them in envelopes or delivering them electronically or getting electronic signature on them or whatever. And this is the first tool that I've seen in a long time that does a good job of going in and creating a form letter engagement letter with some document automation and with electronic signature in it. I like it. You know, I think it's a worthy tool. And I think, you know, if you start looking at the price of it and everything, you know, it's a great value for folks just because, you know, if you want to get out of stuffing envelopes and pay in the postal service, I think it's one of the bigger no-brainers in the history of Earth.
Yeah, it's really quite good. And you're right. At the low end with 100 engagement letters or less, it's next to nothing. And yeah, even up to 500 engagements, it's still very, very inexpensive. Now, you and I both have been around cryptocurrency pretty much from the inception. And of course, we've attended all of the blockchain events that have been hosted so far. And, you know,
and there's going to be another one here in about 5 weeks. I bought my airplane ticket today.
Yeah, I need to do the same thing. So as it turns out, you know, Legible is a cryptocurrency tool that has been used for both tax and audit. And the founder of that particular platform has been quite good. It's now integrated in both Thomson Reuters and CCH Wolters Kluwer approaches. So, you know, just be aware that Legible is out there. And, you know, Brian, on this one, I think you've got three or four things that might be helpful.
Well, I think what it really does is it gives you something to put your, something to hang your hat on when it comes to some of these basis calculations and dealing with the splits and, you know, all the related tax issues you have. I think it also, you know, if you have folks that are holding crypto or using crypto as a means of exchange to pay for things, it will do the back end record keeping for you. So there's actually a legible, there's legible tax, but there's also legible accounting that will handle like a security subledger for that. I think, you know, it's going to be the next, you know, where Avalara solved sales tax. I think this is the tool that's going to solve crypto.
Yep, I appreciate that. And you and I have looked at multiple different crypto accounting products, and I won't name a lot more here, but, you know, probably the biggest competitor here is Luka Tax. And, you know, bottom line here is that these tools for a relatively small amount of money can do the job in, you know, half an hour, 20 minutes, something like that, where it might take you 3-4 hours if you do it manually. So there's big time savings available. Now, one of the products that does a nice job of PBC retrieval, final work product delivery, and overall client experience is Lissio, a tool that, you know, extends your reach in collaboration with clients. And what might be the short take on Lissio, Brian?
I think Lissio is a tool that basically lets you unplug the way you currently engage with your clients and your staff and your team and plug in a new system for doing that and do all of that securely over with a mobile-enabled platform. I think this is what I'm talking about when I was talking earlier about when we were looking at share file model being tired. You know, the fact is you've got a lot of IP in your clients with them being able to use your existing spot, their existing portal, and you know you have features that you want to pick up, and you have needs for your staff to use things better as well. This is a very thoughtful tool that does a very good job of going in and having a tool that you can use to solve all kinds of client interaction things seamlessly.
And of course, our podcast on that has recently been published if you want to hear more about it. So another tool that can save a fair bit of time used to be called BakoTech, now called Once Accounting, client accounting services gathering tool. Think of it as daily reconciliation and adjusted trial balance territory, which then allows you to pump this data directly in for tax returns. So the Once Accounting platform module is very interesting. They really started in the QBO, QBD realm, but they are two-way synchronization, which is another unusual technology capability. And they're headed up market into Sage Intex and the NetSuites, I believe that's where they're going. So other observations on Once Accounting?
I like their goal of only entering transactions once. I like their approach. I think it solves a significant need if you're doing client accounting for folks.
Yeah, it does. So, and then that brings us to SureLink, a pretty mature tool at this point in time that again was one of the earliest PBC solutions out there, but they've added a lot of automation. They're most popular for audit document gathering, but they have tool capabilities so they can be customized for lots of different environments. So SureLink as a platform is quite affordable, quite capable for doing document gathering and document delivery. What other key things would listeners need to know about SureLink?
I think it's the one that seems to be the most popular with our mid-sized firms that do audits. You know, it certainly has great skills there. The thing I would say about it is that when we start looking at this client interaction piece that we've looked at with Lissio and SureLink and with some of the others we've discussed earlier today, what I'm going to suggest to you is that the problem that some of you are going to have looking at this is that the game has changed on these things. And so the Venn diagram of what it includes now, where we used to have separate solutions for five or six different things, it now includes a lot more. And so the scope of these tools is significantly larger than what you've had in the past. And so what this means is that it's really a solution that solves and is more integrated. If you compare, let's say, a share file to Lissio or to SureLink, you know, it's apples and oranges all day long. Because it's a different tool completely, and the scope of it is quite different, and the places where it the octopus of that application have puts its tentacles are quite different than what you've had with your legacy tools. So you got to put your hat on here looking at these things, because they are more powerful than, and they do more things than you may have contemplated were possible in there. Don't just phone it in after 5 minutes in the demo and say, oh, well, it's a nice looking portal, I like it. Listen to the whole thing and understand what their workflow is so that you can understand where you need to go.
Yeah. So the last tool I wanted to talk with you about on today's lab, Brian, was Tally4. Now, I think a whole lot of our listeners could benefit from this platform. It's an automated trial balance, far more sophisticated than the old ATB for Windows and most of the trial balance products available today. We know there's trial balance products in the pipeline from a lot of different vendors. But I don't know that there'll be any that'll be easier or faster than Tally4, which interfaces to Xero and to QuickBooks Online and to QuickBooks Desktop and to Sage Intacct and to Excel and extracts the information and populates it into the trial balance, and then can push the results into CCH engagement and ProSystem FX tax and Access tax and Drake and Lacert and Ultra tax. And overall, you know, it's a very straightforward, simple to use interface that can do consolidated financials and other trial balance work. You can do all your M1, M3 adjustments in here, blah, blah, blah. I mean, so I've gone too long. What would you have to say about Tally 4?
You know, I think it is very purpose built for working between in the space between bookkeeping and accounting and tax. It has, you know, a lot of times when we look at engagement or trial balance tools, so many times they're built to solve for big audit or mid-size audit. This, it's more like the you know, the former creative solutions tools that everybody loved in small firms. I think this is one of those tools that the small firms will love, and I think it will fit very well in the tax spot.
Well, that makes sense. Well, we wanted to just chat with you today about a number of tools that have arrived recently that have much innovation. And frankly, there's tools that have been around, let's say, 2, 3, 4, 5 years that have matured beautifully. Here, I would refer to tools like Canopy Practice Management or Clarity Practice Management or Smart Vault or TPS or Receipt Bank, now called Dext, or perhaps Docket or Accountants World. And so many of those we've talked about in the technology lab. And of course, you've got the big boys and all of the products there. But, you know, we haven't even scratched the surface of all of the options that are out there. So you've got to be thoughtful about how you really want your firm to operate. And, you know, that might be the parting guidance that I would have here, Brian, is it seems to me that, you know, you have to really be thoughtful about what you want your firm to be, because that is the trick to driving these product selections. You've got to really think, what is it we want to have here? When everything's said and done, it is about your firm, it's about you, it's about the service deliverables to your clients, and how do you get that done in the best way possible?
Well, I think it's a very interesting time for a lot of accounting practices. We're at a generational shift in both software and in partner transitions, and we are seeing new approaches come to light every day for how people can do things differently. I encourage you to go out and look at some of the new products as you're picking things out, so that you don't miss some of this new thinking that's leading its way into the space.
Right. Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing your time with us on the Technology Lab. Brian and I will be back with more interesting topics in the near future. You have a fine day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.